姐妹来跟我们分享。
三杯斯卡诺，大家好。
大家早上好。Good morning, everyone.
It's a joy to be with you this morning.
今天早上能和大家在一起是一个非常喜乐的事情。
I appreciate your partnership in the work of the Lord for many years.
我很感谢与经华人教会对我事工一直以来的支持。
Your financial support, your prayer support.
大家为我的祷告以及大家对我的资助
and your encouragement.
还有大家对我的鼓励
Whenever I come back and I'm with you, I sense the love of Christ and the fellowship that He gives you.
我每次回到与进来到这个教会和大家分享的时候，我总能感觉到大家身上那种透出来的基督的爱
And so as I get to be with you, you as a body are also ministering to me.
所以每次我来到大家当中的时候，大家就像主的，但我们都是主的肢体，你们也在给我有灵命上的滋养。
And so I'm excited to share with you this morning a little bit about what God is doing in my ministry and also in my personal life, what He's been teaching me.
今天早上我要来跟大家分享的是，在过去一年当中，他在我的事工里面怎么样的工作，以及他在我个人生命里面的工作。
God has been teaching me to walk in faith.And to walk faithfully.
神在过去一年以来，他给我教的一个功课，就是在信仰中前行，以及在前行的过程中要忠心。
Walking by faith has been a theme that God has been bringing back to me for the last couple of years.
其实这个要在信仰中前行的主题，在过去几年我的生活里面就一直是一个主题。
And if we look in the scripture, walking by faith is a huge theme in the scripture.
如果你去看经文，圣经里面的经文的话，你就会发现，在信仰中前行是很多经文里面都提到的，都提到过的。
If we think about the heroes in the Bible, they all walked by faith.
如果我们去想圣经里面讲到的伟人，他们都是在信仰中前行的。
So think of someone like Abraham.
比如说我们去想想亚伯拉罕。
He walked in faith, followed God from what was comfortable, his homeland, into a new place that God showed him.
亚伯拉罕他从一个完全很舒适的生活，因着神对他的应许，因着神对他的带领，他去到了一个完全陌生的地方。
And he waited until he was 100 years old for his son.
而且他是等到一百岁的时候，他才迎来了他的儿子。
But all the while believing that God would do what He has promised.
但是在那段所有整个过程当中，他一直都在相信着神给他的承诺。
Or someone like Moses.
或者我们去想想旧约里面讲到的摩西。
He took a step of faith to move out of the king's palace and into the desert.
他就是跨出了那个信心的一步，离开了他住在那里很优越的皇宫里面，去到了旷野里面。
Step after step, follow God in faith to become the leader of the Israelites.
他就是这样子一步又一步的变成了以色列人的领袖。
Or in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul.
或者在新约里面，我们看到保罗。
He had a vision to bring the gospel to places that had never heard it.
他因为只有这样的一个使命，所以他把福音带到了很多从来没有那些人从来没有听过福音的地方。
And much of the New Testament is the story of his walking by faith to follow God to see that vision fulfilled.
而且新约里面也有很多经文讲到了保罗是怎么样一步步的靠着信心，他去看到了神在他的宫里面有怎么一步步的带领。
So in both the Old Testament and the New Testament, we can.Find many times the phrase "the righteous will live by faith."
So, 无论是在旧约还是新约，我们都看到有一个经文是经常会被引用到的，就是义人必因信得生。
One of my favorite of these passages is Hebrews 10:38-39.
我最喜欢的这么多经文里面呢，包括了希伯来书的第十章的38节和39节。
But my righteous one will live by faith, and if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him.But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved.
只是义人必因信得生， 他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
So here we have a contrast, shrinking back and believing.
所以在这里你看到了一个画面，就是有一个对比。在一边呢，你会看到那些往后退的人；另外一边，你看到那些是持守相信的人。
So if shrinking back and believing are opposites,Logically, believing means stepping forward, moving forward.
如果退后和持守相信是两个对比的话，那这样子说来，持守坚信的这样一个说法，就是你在信仰里面持续前行的意思。
Jesus constantly talked about faith with his disciples.
耶稣跟门徒们说信心说了很多遍。
This year, I studied through some of the miracles that Jesus did with some of my friends.
15年的时候，我和我的朋友们一起去学了很多耶稣行的神迹。
Matthew chapters 8 and 9 record many stories of the miracles that Jesus did.
马太福音的第八章和第九章里面记载了很多耶稣所行的。
And as we went through these story by story, I started to realize that.Not only was the actual miracle, like healing someone, important, but also the lesson that he was teaching to his disciples about faith.
就在我学习耶稣他行神迹的这两章的过程中，我发现不仅仅是耶稣所行的这个神迹很重要，更重要的是他在背后透过神迹要教给门徒的那些教训更重要。
So we don't have time to read all of them, so I'm going to ask you to call upon your scripture knowledge and think of these stories with me.
现在我没有时间跟大家把这些神迹一个一个的去看，所以我就想请大家脑子里面将我提在我提到这些神迹的时候，大家去思考一下，去回想一下。
One of the stories in Matthew 8 is Jesus healing the servant of the Roman centurion.
在马太福音第八章里面就有提到了耶稣去医好了一个罗马官人的仆人。
So this Roman soldier had a servant who was sick.
这个罗马官兵他有一个仆人病了。
And the Roman soldier asked Jesus to please heal his servant.
然后这个罗马官兵就去到耶稣那里跟耶稣说，你可不可以治好我的仆人。
But he told Jesus, you don't need to come to my house. I believe that you can just say the word and my servant will be healed.
但是那个罗马官兵跟耶稣说，但是你不需要去到我家去亲自的去医治他，我相信只要你说你要医治他的话，那他病就会好。
And Jesus healed his servant.
耶稣就医治了他的仆人
and pointed out this man has great faith.
而且并且也亲自点评了，就是说这个罗马官兵他有很大的信心。
Another story, later on in Matthew 8, is when Jesus calmed the storm on the lake.
在同一章的后面部分，耶稣又行了一个神迹，那就是他平静风浪的神迹。
Jesus and his disciples were in a boat going across the Sea of Galilee.
在那个记载里面，是耶稣和门徒们在一艘船上面，他们要过加利利海。
Jesus was sleeping.
耶稣在睡觉。
And a storm came up.
然后突然间海上就起了风暴。
His disciples became afraid and thought that they were going to die.
门徒们当时很害怕，觉得他们都要死了。
They woke Jesus up, save us!
他们就把耶稣弄醒，就说主啊，拯救我们。
What was Jesus' answer?
那耶稣当时的回答是什么呢？
Where is your faith?
耶稣当时回答是你们的信心在哪里。
And then he calmed the storm and saved them.
然后耶稣就平静了风浪，救了门徒。
In the beginning of Matthew chapter 9, there is the story of the paralyzed man.
在马太福音第九章的开头有一个故事是有关于一个瘫痪的男人的。
He couldn't walk, so his friends picked him up and carried him to where Jesus was.
因为他没有办法走路，所以他的朋友们就把他抬到了耶稣在的那个地方。
And when Jesus saw their faith, he forgave the man and healed him.
当耶稣看到他们的信心的时候，耶稣就原谅了他们，并且也医治好了他。
And as I studied these stories, faith, theme kept coming back to me.
所以在我学那些故事的时候，这个主题信仰就一直不停地在我面前翻来覆去。
Yes, the actual miracle that Jesus did was important. But it seems to me that maybe one reason he did them in this way was to build the faith of his disciples.
但是对于我来说, 他行这些神迹还有一个很重要的意义就是他想通过这些神迹去为他的门徒们进行建造。
And for you and I, as Jesus' disciples today, he works in our lives to build our faith.
今天我们都是耶稣的门徒，我也相信耶稣在我们每个人的身上都有他亲自来做工，为了造就我们。
So what does faith look like today?
那么今天信心到底看起来是什么样的呢？
My experience makes me think of Matthew 7, 7 and 8.
我的经验就告诉我，我可以用马太福音的第七章里面的两节来去总结一下。
Ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。This
is that faith that moves forward, that seeks what God is doing.
这就是那个前行的信心，因为这个信心去寻求神的旨意，去寻求神要做什么。So
as we learn to have a perspective of faith, to walk by faith, it also leads to walking faithfully.
就在我们去学习怎么样把所有的事情透过信仰的角度去看的时候，我们也要懂得去学习另外的功课，就是怎么样在信仰的道路上忠心的前行。Think
of your own everyday life.
就比如说拿我们每天的日常生活来做个例子。Probably
most of us don't have a lot of flashy miracles happening every day.
可能大多数的我们每一天的生活里面没有那种很宏伟的神迹发生。But
do we look for God at work in our lives and God at work in the lives of the people around us?
但是我们会不会有心的去看神在我们的生活里面或者在他人的生活里面是怎么做工的?
If we recognize God's work around us, even in transforming our own life, it builds our faith.
如果我们看见神在我们的生活或者我们生活周边的环境里面有做工的话，这对我们的信仰也是一个造就。And
as we recognize the work that he is doing and our faith is built, then we are able to walk faithfully.
看见这些神在我们生命里面和生命周围所见到的神迹，我们也能够更忠心的在这条信仰的路上前行。So
this year I've been learning that I need to be faithful to disciple people.
在过去的一年里面，我学到一个功课，就是我要更忠心的去建造我身边的人。So
discipling people, teaching them to love Jesus and obey Jesus and walk with Jesus.
建造我身边的信徒，让他们成为门徒，让他们能够更爱耶稣，并且在主的道路上越来越与他相近。So
this requires slow everyday steps, ordinary steps.
这个工作其实呢，是要每天呢都要需要的努力都是其实是很微小的。Working
with the very ordinary everyday life things.
这其实这整个努力也是很平凡的，因为你每天面对的就是你日常生活的琐事。One
example of this is a student at my school. I call her Sonia.
举个例子，在我学校，我有个学生，她叫Sonia。
Her pastor is a friend of mine, so one day her pastor called me and asked to meet.
他的牧师是我的一个朋友，然后有一天他牧师打电话给我，就说我们可以见一面。And
he said, I have this girl who comes to our church. She's a student at your school. Would you disciple her?
我的那个朋友，也就是那个我的学生的牧师，他就跟我说，他说我有我的教会里面有这么一个学生，他恰好也是在你们学校上学的，可不可以请你来亲自带领他？I
said I'm willing, but you know, I'm a teacher at the school. She's a student. Probably she doesn't want to meet with me. Teachers and students usually don't want to be with teachers.
我说那当然是很好的呀，可是我不确定他愿不愿意来找我，因为我是他的，我是老师，他是学生。通常学生跟老师之间不是关系特别的融洽。And
he said, "No, I talked to her. She's willing."
然后我朋友就说没有啊，我已经跟他讲过了，他很愿意的。So
then he called her and said, "Come over."
所以呢，我那朋友就打电话给Sonia，就说Sonia，你快来Sarah这边。So
she came to the little tea shop where we were drinking milk tea.
所以呢，Sonia就来到了我们喝奶茶的地方。
And her pastor gave a very flowery speech.
然后他的牧师呢，就当着我的面给 Sonia 说了一大堆 非常美丽的辞藻。
And he ended by saying, "So from today, you have a new life. You have a chance to be discipled."
然后在他的整个演讲的最后，他就跟桑尼亚说：“他说今天有个新的机会，你可以成为一个门徒。”
And then he said, "Now it's your turn to talk to Sonia."
然后他就把这个说话的这个机会就给了桑尼亚，就说：“桑尼亚，轮到你了，赶紧说些什么东西了。”
And Sonia became very emotional.
然后桑尼亚就开始变得很情绪化。
And she said, "How did you know?"
然后他就问我这个朋友说：“你怎么知道我真好？我是想说一些东西呢。”
We said, "Know what?"
然后我们就说：“知道什么呀？”
She said, "Today is my birthday."
他说：“你知道吗？今天是我的生日。”
And it's so meaningful that from today, God would give me the chance at having this special new part of life begin.
今天如果能够在今天我生日的时候知道神能够让我在信仰这条路上能够有一个新的道路，那是一个很令人兴奋的事情。
So as I started meeting with Sonia, I began to talk to her about reading the Bible.
所以就在我跟 Sonia 开始交成为朋友之后，带领她之后，我就开始跟她讲到了有关读经的事情。
Very simple step to begin with, just reading God's Word.
其实这是一个很平凡的第一步，就是跟他说你要开始读圣经。
But Sonia said, "Oh, I don't like to read the Bible. I can't understand it."
但是他跟 Sonia 就跟我说，其实我一点都不喜欢读圣经，因为很难读起来非常困难。
So we started to read it together and to ask questions about it. What does it mean? What does it mean to me? What should I do?
所以我就开始跟他一起读圣经的这样一个过程。在读圣经的过程当中，我们也会去一句句的去看，就是说，哎，这句经节对于我来说有什么样的应用，或者这句经节到底是什么样的意思。
And pretty soon she said, "Oh yeah, I can understand it a little bit now."
然后慢慢的，桑尼亚开始跟我说，哎，圣经也不是那么难读嘛，我也可以慢慢的开始理解了。
And I could see that her faith was growing, so I said, "Sonia, have you been baptized? You should think about being baptized."
我就看见了，就在通过每天的读经的过程中，她的信仰就开始了，也能够变得越来越根深蒂固。我就问她，你有没有想过去受洗呢？
And Sonia said, "Oh yes, I've been baptized."
然后她就跟我说，当然了，我 I have already.
I have been, yes.
我已经受洗过了。
I said, "Oh," and then she asked,what does that mean?"
然后他又问我，那受洗又什么意思呢？
So I got to explain to her the amazing meaning of something she had already done.
然后我就开始跟他解释这个受洗到底是什么意思，尽管他已经受洗了。
And then she said, "My friends ask me about Jesus. What should I tell them?"
然后桑尼亚就跟我说，他说我的朋友都找我问有关耶稣的事情，可是我要跟他们怎么说呢？
And so we began to talk about how to reach out and witness to people.
然后我们就开始讲到了怎么样去做耶稣的见证，怎么样去传福音。
A couple weeks later, she came back. She said, "I did it."
然后过了几个礼拜之后，她就回来很兴奋地跟我说，现在我做到了。
But of course, you know, today's students, she used Weixin to do it.
但是我们也知道，作为学生，大家交流最普遍用的工具就是用微信。
But I was so encouraged because I realized that someone like Sonia, a disciple growing in her faith, she's going to be the key to reaching the rest of the school, and she knows the best new ways to do it.
但是对于我来说，就是很令人振奋的，因为我看着她在主里面成长，而且她现在已经成长到一个地步，她能够去跟别人说主的好消息，而且她知道怎么样利用当代最先进的科技去广泛传扬这个好消息。
So these are all very ordinary, small steps.
所以你看到我们在这里并没有做，我们在这里做的都是些很平凡的，每日都看得见的这种小的事情。
But when I look, I see God is at work.
但是当我自己去看的时候，我觉得这是神在做工。
In very real ways, very solid ways.
神做工的方式是非常非常接地气的。
And that encourages me and it builds my faith.
这对于我来说是一个很大的鼓舞，同时这也对我的信仰是一个造就。
This year I've also been learning that I need to be faithful in body life, the life of the church.
另外一个我去年学到的功课就是我要在教会团体的生活里面更加的忠心。
Our little church is tiny.
我所在的那个教会非常的小。
And I can look around at the few people and I can be discouraged about the small numbers.
有的时候我看到我们教会那么小，就这么一些人，我心里面其实有的时候也觉得挺气馁的。
Or I can choose to look at how God is at work in the individual life.
但是与此同时，我也可以选择就是把我聚焦的观点改变，不去看那个令人气馁的那个人数，而去看。Focus on what?
How God is at work in each individual life.
是看他在我们教会的每一个人身上是怎么做工的。
One of the joys of this past couple years is partnering with a local couple. Their English names are John and Dora.
我今年做另我们教会今年做的另外一项事工就是跟当地的一对夫妇去合作，他们叫 John and Dora.
And we have grown to have.A really strong friendship and a really effective partnership.
因为随着时间的推移，我们跟 John 和 Dora 之间的关系也变得越来越深厚。
Holidays are always a good time to do outreach.
每逢过节的时候，其实这也是最好的时候去邀请朋友到我们教会里面来。
So this year Thanksgiving was a big outreach time.
所以15年感恩节的时候对于我们来说是一个很好邀请他人的机会。
Turkey is kind of a novelty, so I went to the extra work to go to the import store and buy 2 big turkeys.
在国内火鸡不是这么常见的，所以我就专门去了那种进出口贸易的那种小店去买 turkey, 去买火鸡。
So you know, ovens are small and the turkey is big.
你知道在国内那些烤箱也是小小的，不像这边，所以在国内你要烤火鸡的话挺难的。
So, this year's turkeys just barely fit in the oven with about this much room extra.
所以在我家的时候，我烤火鸡的时候，那个火鸡基本上把那个烤箱都塞满了。
But you know, for Mongolians, they love meat. So trying a new kind of meat is like, of course we'll come.
但在蒙古呢，大家都是很喜欢吃肉的，然后大家也不是大家会去吃火鸡，所以有这个机会去尝一个新的肉类，对于大家来说也是很新奇的，所以大家都来。
So this year, I invited a group of young people. Some of them had made a profession of faith. Some of them had not.
我今年呢就邀请了一群年轻人来到我家，这当中呢有已经信主的，也有包括没有信主的。
And John and Dora came to help.
我们的朋友 John and Dora 也来帮我们忙。
So before we started eating the turkey, we went around to share things that we were thankful for.
在我们吃火鸡之前呢，我们还做了一个分享，就是大家分别来说我们今年觉得感恩的事情是什么。
And a couple of the young guys had gone to a church that I was a part of in another city, but they had been living in the countryside and not had the chance to go to church for a few years.
在我们当中有一些年轻人呢，他们原来呢是去我以前那个城市的教会的，但是因为他们搬去了比较偏远的地方，所以他们去了偏远的地方之后，那里没有教会，他们没得去教会。
So I thought, I wonder where they're at in their faith. Do they even still hold on to their faith at all?
所以我心里面就在想说，这群很久没有机会去教会的年轻人们，他们有没有持守他们的信心？
But both of them, without any prompting, shared how they're so thankful for their faith in Christ.
但是出乎意料的是，当轮到他们去分享的时候呢，没有我们没有任何一个人就说你一定要讲一些有关于神的事情。他们都是不约而同的说出他们是多么的觉得说在主里面有这样的信心是多么的宝贵。
And then one of the girls who was sitting there who had heard the gospel, but as far as I know, never had faith.Said she believes as well.
然后坐在他们旁边的另外一个女生呢，就也说她也相信。但是我很觉得很奇怪，因为这个女生以前听过福音，但她从来没有说她相信福音。但是那天晚上她说她相信，我觉得很神奇。
And then the next three who are not believers at all, maybe hadn't even heard the gospel, they're listening to the testimonies of the people who shared before.
然后接下来的另外三个学生呢，他们就是根本福音都没有听过的，他们就坐在那里听了前面三个人分享对福音的分享，对信仰的分享。
And as the last person finished sharing what they're thankful for, I had this feeling that a worship service had just happened.
就在最后一个学生分享完他感恩的事情之后，我心里面就感觉就觉得说，我们今天晚上这个分享这个栏目，整个给我的感觉就是像在参加一个主日崇拜一样。
And then as we're eating our turkey, John spontaneously started sharing the gospel as a relationship. Relationship with Christ, relationship with brothers and sisters in the body of Christ.
就在我们吃火鸡的时候，我们的朋友 John 他就开始跟大家说，他很自然而然的就开始跟大家说到， 这个信仰其实是一个关系，是弟兄姐妹之间的关系，是与神之间的关系。
So I'm thankful for the ways that God is working. I'm thankful for the ways that He's working through the body to spread the gospel in the place I live.
所以我很感恩神在我当地的那个施工里面，他亲自的在每一个人生命里面都有做工，并且把每个人都带到他的面前。
So about a year and a half ago, God started speaking to me about an area I needed to walk in faith in.
大约一年半之前呢，神就开始单独的跟我有交流。他开始跟我说的一些事情，就是一个我需要有更多信心的地方的事情。
So it was like God said to me, Sarah, you've learned to walk by faith in many areas of your life.
就好像神在对我说 ，Sarah， 你在生活的很多方面，你都已经学到了怎么样去在信仰中前行。
But when it comes to finding a boyfriend, why don't you walk by faith?
但是到了真正的有关于到你寻找配偶的那个事情上面，为什么你就不可以靠着信仰前行呢？
I don't know, God.
我也觉得很苦恼，我就跟神说，神啊，我也不知道。
But it was like I said at the beginning, shrinking back and believing are opposites. That means faith is moving forward.
就像我刚刚给大家读的诗歌来说里面讲的，退后和坚守相信是两个不一样的，是两个很大的对比。所以如果你要坚守相信的话，你就是在信仰当中有前行了。
So if I said, you know, I want to go to Mongolia, I feel like God is telling me to go to Mongolia, but I just sat around and never took any steps to knock on doors, I would never go.
但是我知道神叫我去蒙古，我去蒙古。但是如果我自己不采取行动，我一直坐在这里的话，我也去不了。
So God started reminding me about this. Walking by faith means walking.
然后神就开始不断地提点我说，在信仰里面前行是需要有行为的。
So my first step was, okay, God, I'll pray about it.
所以我采取的第一个行为呢，就是为这件事情祷告。
And a few months later, God was like, okay, time for another step.
然后就在祷告几个月之后呢，神就开始跟我说，那你下一步要怎么办呢？
Yeah, God, but I am in Mongolia and there is no one around. I don't know what to do.
Oops. 然后我就跟神说，我说我在蒙古，我也不知道该怎么办。
So I really didn't know what to do, and because I couldn't think of any better idea, I got on eHarmony.
然后我在蒙古，我也想不到有什么更好的主意了，我就开始上那个在网上能够约会的一个网站，叫 eHarmony， 我就在上面注册了。
And that was a growing experience for me and a lot of hard work.
对我来说，在那个网上约会的网站注册，并且有这样的体验呢，就像是一个成长的经历一样。同时，它其实也真的需要很多的时间和精力去打理。
And a few months later, I stopped paying for it, and pretty much all the matches were used up. Like there were basically no new matches for me.
然后呢，也就过了几个月之后，我就没有给钱了，而且在网上那个网站呢是会给你匹配进行速配的，所以我就有很多速配的档案，速配的档案也差不多都是要到最后了，也就没有网站再给我进行的速配了。
So I knew that if anything was going to happen, it would definitely be God's miraculous working.
所以我也就知道，既然速配的档案都已经调完了，那如果真的有人出现的话，那一定是神亲自让他出现的。
So about that time, a guy named Andrew wrote to me.
就在最后我快要关到这个账户的时候，有一个叫 Andrew 男孩子写信给我了。
So right away, the first things we connected about were our faith in Christ, things like church planting, serving God.
我们开始聊天，很快的我们就进入到了有关于信仰、有关于神的话题。我们大家有很多共同点，讲到了都是职堂以及
church planting and ministry.
和事工的事情。
And I didn't scare him away, and he didn't scare me away.
我没有把他吓跑，他也没有把我吓跑。
So in the summer, we were able to meet face to face.
然后就在去年夏天的时候，我们就见面了。
And thankful for technology, so we were able to stay in touch by Skype even when I'm overseas.
我们很感恩就是有现在的科技, 所以就算我们是在地球两端, 我们也能够透过Skype来保持视讯通话。
So I just spent 3 weeks in Canada meeting his family and his friends and seeing his church there.
我也就才在不久之前在加拿大待了三个礼拜, 跟他的家人在一起, 也跟他教会有接触。
So this is continuing to walk by faith.
这个事情对我来说也是一个持续的在信仰里面前行的功课。
Andrew and I are seeking God's will for the future.
Andrew 和我也一起在寻求神对我们未来的旨意是什么。
So we'll see how God leads, but for now I know that at the end of February I'm supposed to go back and finish out this school year.
我们会看接下来神给我们的计划是什么样的，但是我也知道在二月底的时候我要回到蒙古去把学年给教完。
So please pray for us that we will know clearly what God wants.
所以也请大家为我和Andrew祷告，祷告我们能够真的是能够看见神给我们开了一条怎样的道路。
So I hope that from the things that I have shared, you will be encouraged to think about your own life.
我希望听了我给大家分享之后，你们每一个人都能够自己去觉得有鼓励去看看神在你们的生命里面怎么的做工。
Where does God want you to step out in faith?
神希望我们在生命的哪一个部分里面去真正的跨出信心的那一步。
What are the everyday things that you need to be doing faithfully for Him?
我们生活里面有哪些日常琐事是我们是需要更加忠心的去为他而做的。
So I have just a few pictures I want to show. So,
我有一些照片是想给大家看的。
It's just going to flip through them quickly, but these are pictures from my school.
这些是我学校的照片。
This was the sports meet, some of my beautiful students.
这是我们学校开体育会的时候的照片。
There is a fashion department, so the students designed all these costumes.
所以我们学校有一个叫做时尚社，然后这个学生的社团呢，就会经常会他们这些衣服全部自己设计的。
This is one of my classes.
这是我教的一堂课，你看到课室里面都这样子的。
My English corner.
这是我开设的英语角。
This is a trip up to Outer Mongolia, where I used to live.
这我叫
Ulaanbaatar.
哦，这是在乌兰巴托外蒙古，我以前在的地方。
The woman I used to live with in the village.
这个阿姨是我以前曾经一起住过的。
Thanksgiving.
这就是我们感恩节的晚餐。
Famous turkey.
这是那份出名的火鸡。
My Thanksgiving group that came.
这就是来到我们当中的感恩节的小组。
Our church's Thanksgiving.
这是我们教会里面的感恩节。
John.
这就是那个我刚刚提到的John。
Christmas party.
这是我们的圣诞派对。
Typical scenery.
这是在蒙古你常见的景色。
Andrew.
这就是Andrew。
And Christmas at my house, at my parents' house.
这就是圣诞节的时候在我父母家里。
So again, thank you for your support, for your encouragement.
再次谢谢大家对我的支持以及大家对我的鼓励。
So let's keep moving forward in faith.
让我们每一个人都可以继续在信仰中前行。
If we're going to have a response hymn, are we okay? In that case, maybe we could ask Sarah to come back up here, which I had wanted to do anyway. Yeah, so we ask Sarah to come back up here. Let's all stand and we can pray for our dear sister. Gentlemen, 感谢你。 感谢你把Sarah姐妹平安地带到Eugene，也感谢你跟她跟我们分享 你在他的生活里面一步一步的带领跟保守，让他的经历能够对神你自己更有信心，真的也是我们的榜样。好像耶稣说，儿子所做的是他看到他的天父所做的，所以感谢神，让我们也有这样的心愿。无论我们在什么地方，在学校，在公司，在家里面，我们所做的一切都是让我们能够，因为我们看到神所做的一切的原因。保守 Sarah 前面的道路，特别他要回到内蒙古，在国外宣教的时候，也真的保守带领他跟 Andrew 弟兄的关系。求神你恩待他们两位，也能够让他们真的既然你把他们放在一起，让他们因为他们彼此认识的原因，更能够更加的更亲密的认识你。谢谢主，我们将祷告感谢乃是奉靠主耶稣的名，阿们。 Thank you.
OK,
好，我们先这样三一颂，然后我们有祝福。May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of our Father, and the fellowship of our Holy Spirit be with each brother, each sister, from now until forever. Amen. 好，请坐。 Please be seated. 在我们进入我们今年的年会之